Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley, joined by Ben Kelly.
Long time no see.
Ben, how
Hello,
are we?
Hello, everyone. I'm pretty good. How are you?
All right, mate. I was locked down treating you.
Dreadfully, I'm missing the football. I'm as everybody is. But it's one of them things, isn't it? Hopefully, it begins to come back over the next few weeks.
Do you know what I've missed more than the football, Ben?
Sorry?
Do you know what I've missed more than the football?
What have you missed more than football?
You, mate. I haven't seen your phrases. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
it's special for two reasons, because Ben's here. We haven't seen Ben, so everyone say hi to Ben in the comments. But also, we don't normally do, regular viewers will know, we don't normally do a news show on a Tuesday because obviously things are a bit quieter. But lots of stuff came out last night, those who saw the Premier League meetings and stuff like that. So I thought it was important to talk through that, get your thoughts. Any questions or thoughts that you do have, get them in. And Tom will collect them at the end and we'll go through as many as we can. But first of all, Ben, as I mentioned, there was a Premier League statement made yesterday. We're going to take this from the Liverpool.com website. Following today's meeting of shareholders, which was yesterday, Premier League Chief Executive Richard Masses has said that 20 clubs are united in their desire to get the 2019 season back up and running, and that players and managers will have an important role in that return. In today's meeting, it was reiterated the Premier League and clubs absolutely recognise that COVID-19 pandemic puts football into context. He went on to say so many lives have been lost and so many are deeply affected. During today's meeting, the UK government signalled the possibility of return of live sports on the 1st of June following its announcement on the easing of lockdown in England. Just what are your initial thoughts on that, Ben? I know there's a lot to get through, which we've gotten, you know, from different sources. But just, you know, we had a little chat yesterday when I had a catch up with you, and just kind of that, just some sort of hope, I think, isn't there, that, you know, football might come back.
Yeah, and I think, look, it baffles me really how people don't understand that it's as if people think that they're just trying to rush it back and do all that. They're not. They're clearly doing this in a very controlled and considered way, and that, you know, they're genuinely not going to bring it back unless it's safe to do so, and they're going to put the right procedures in place. And any procedures that they do have to put in place sound as if it's all going to be paid for by the league and maybe by the clubs and whatever. So it's not, there's no detriment here to everybody else, or there shouldn't be if everything's done correctly, if football is to be brought back. So for me, yeah, it's good to see that. Obviously, I don't think null and void was ever really an option, but it's good to see that all 20 clubs are clearly, you know, in favour of getting the season going again as and when they can. And that's the most important thing, that this isn't going to happen. It's not happening overnight. It shouldn't happen overnight. It's going to happen at a point where it's safe to do so. And I don't see a problem with that at all.
No, when you saw the news yesterday, Ben, it was quite interesting because there were certain publications that were going, government gives the Premier League the green light to carry on. And the other sources, I think it was the Independent, were going, there's going to be no live football before the 1st of June. It was quite interesting to like how it was kind of played out and reported and such. But, you know, a lot of people got that excited at the fact that, you know, 1st of June, great footy's coming to come back then. The 12th of June is the date that they kind of marked out, but there's still quite a few things to kind of work out from that. But we still have to wait to see what the Premier League decides, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I think a lot of people interpreted the statement as, that's when football will return, but that's not how it is. It's, you know, it won't return before then. So it's any point from the 1st of June. And as you say, the 12th of June was the date being sort of mentioned anyway. So we'll, you know, in my head, I'm thinking the 12th of June at the earliest. But it really does depend now with lockdown restrictions being eased. You know, we all don't know what's going on in this country at the moment with what we're allowed and not allowed to do. If this R number goes back up above one, as it's starting to in Germany, and it might cause a problem over there, then the whole thing might be delayed further. And to be honest, with the way it's all going, I feel like that's what's going to happen. But right now, 12th of June, hopefully, is the day.
Yeah, well, I hope so. But, you know, one of those things that was discussed yesterday, I think we mentioned it on the news yesterday as well, was the neutral grounds things, what is called the Premier League restart battle in ESPN. More than half opposed neutral grounds. There's quite a lot to get through. When I said, you know, Ben, is we still got to wait to see what the Premier League say. There's so many different facets to get through in this, to get it to the point where you can start football on the 12th of June, one of which is this. The Premier League will urge the UK government and its emergency services to reconsider the insistence that the 2019 top flight season must resume at neutral venues, sources have told ESPN, after more than half its 20 clubs voiced the opposition to the plan. I said yesterday, I felt it was, I think you got more control over it if it's in neutral venues. But then I also said I understand it from, you know, how many times we mentioned this season about small, or last season as well, about small margins. You know, okay, there's no fans there, and I know they make a huge difference. And I think, you know, going to Anfield quite a lot, you know, we know what that's like. And I don't think it's any different, you know, from a different football club to say, actually, well, we want our fans there. But it's the psychology behind it, in the sense of, you know, say, Bournemouth, for instance, you know, they're in their own dressing room, you know, they feel comfortable, they're in that environment, and obviously they're fighting for relegation as well. I kind of get that, and it doesn't really bother me. Maybe it doesn't bother me because, you know, the league's pretty much done for Liverpool. I suppose the neutral grounds venue affects the relegation European spots a lot more.
It's difficult because, I think if the Bundesliga does start to go ahead, which it should do this weekend, I think that we'll learn so much about how they're doing it, because they're not doing neutral venues. They made the decision not to do that. So clearly, you know, the reasoning, they'll have reasoning behind that, and we'll be able to see how that goes. From a Liverpool perspective, it would be a shame to not have games at Anfield, especially if we're going to lift the trophy. I mean, it'll be a bit strange watching them lift the trophy in an empty football stadium, but, you know, nevertheless, at least it would still be at home. But, you know, I think, you know, some concerns, obviously, Mayor Joe Anderson was blabbering on last week about the fan congregating. You can just take measures to go against that. Obviously, you cordon the ground off, of a half mile radius or whatever, if that's what you have to do. If that's something you're worried about, fans congregating, you take steps to make sure that, well, to minimise the chances of that happening and put people off doing that. Again, I think the main point is, I think we'll learn so much from how Germany does this over the next few weeks. And then when it comes to the beginning of June and preparations are really beginning to ramp up, we can take a look at what's worked, what hasn't, and then put that into our game. And I think that's the way it's got to go.
Yeah, and I mean, there's at least a month there as well, isn't there, Ben? So, you know, that's enough time to kind of assess and analyse what's going on. Another one of the complications, this is a tweet from Richard Buxton, who's a freelance journalist. He said, the Premier League's bottom six are going to get their wish if neutral grounds are removed from the project restart equation, but it comes with a threat of points per game, deciding on which of them gets relegated. So be careful what you wish for. I'm not sure if Tom's got all the screenshots for this, but there's a guy from ESPN as well called Dale Johnson. He's basically just done a thread of all the possible outcomes. I think, was it Liga that was decided on points per game? You know, to, in that case, you know, if it's points per game, Bournemouth, Villa and Norwich get relegated. If it's weighted.
I mean, personally, I don't understand the difference. Does anybody know? Let us know in the comments.
I don't know. It's something to do with your home and away form. Yeah. So weighted points per game is based on your home and away form and remaining fixtures. So West Ham would be relegated instead of Bournemouth if it was weighted. And then if we roll back to round 27, which is unlikely to happen, West Ham, Watford and Norwich will be relegated. So it's more the big changes that, you know, are down the bottom of the table, Ben. But, you know, and I said this yesterday as well, it almost feels like some of those teams are kind of using not the COVID-19, but they're using this opportunity to kind of look after themselves, which in some I understand.
I mean, we all are to an extent. I mean, you know, we want the season to continue, and there's part of us, because that's, you know, we've got to admit that is partly because we want to go on and lift this league title, and we're going to get gifted the league title either way. I think if it goes on points per game, obviously we're going to get given it. But obviously our preference as Liverpool fans is to see the season out and let the squad finish the games that they deserve to play. And then they get the trophy that way. But it's all different motives, and it's a difficult situation. And I think the key thing is that it's so unprecedented that nobody knows how to act. So it's like there is no right and wrong. It's like you can't blame anybody for.
Yeah, everybody's taking the moral high ground, aren't they? But yeah. You know, obviously making mistakes along the way is very strange. This is from BBC Sport yesterday as well. Premier League clubs facing £340 million TV refund if the season resumes. It says refund there, but it's basically they have to give the money back. So Premier League clubs have been told they could have to repay an estimated £340 million to domestic and international broadcasters even if the season resumes behind closed doors. Club officials met to talk about Project Restart. The refund is anticipated as matches are not taking place as expected, both because they will be played without fans and at different times to originally scheduled. I was a bit of a surprise for me that, Ben, to be honest with you, because I thought the whole one of the key reasons why they wanted it back was for that very reason. You know, we talk about some moral high grounds and stuff like that, but it's also the financial implications of what's in it. You know, if the football didn't carry on, then you can understand why, you know, everyone was worried about the money, and certain clubs, you know, I think it was reported three clubs might go bust because basically they've already spent the TV money. But, you know, if broadcasters are asking for money back, I guess they're not getting the same product as what they thought they were buying. You know, there's no fans, there's no atmosphere. Do you know what I mean? It can go a long way. Or, you know, it's not at the right times or peak times when people would be tuning into football. If it's in the daytime when, you know, people might be at work now. It's, you know, things have changed so much. I can understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the other side of it, and this is where the null and voiders, if you like, that's where their argument coming, because a part of this is about money and whether or not the money is being treated as much of a priority, because the desperation is to save clubs or for clubs to keep as much money that they've made from TV as they can. And the league are obviously interested in doing that as well. The league will have made a lot of money off these TV deals. And suddenly that is the flip side to what we've just been saying. You know, if
quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If as a fan perspective, we want to see the football being played, but is there an ulterior motive from the league that obviously they're going to lose all this money and therefore the health and safety thing, you know? And we won't know the answer to that question. Only the people who are having the top people who are having the discussions in those offices or, you know, in those meetings will know the answer to how seriously they're taking this and how much of a priority the money is over everything else. And I've got no idea whether or not these people have got conscious minds or not. So
that was one of the big questions. Obviously, we spoke about it over the past 6, 7, 8 weeks about when football does come back. And I think it's all right doing it. I think if you have neutral venues, you control the virus, as it were, like a lot closer, because you know where people are and what they're doing, what they're up to, rather than, you know, kind of spreading it around the country. But also, you know, I forgot what my point was.
Can't help you, mate.
No, sorry, let's just move on. I completely forgot. It'll come back to me in a minute. It's been a long week. UEFA are willing to extend the deadline if the Premier League need more time to finalise project restart plans. UEFA set a May 25th deadline for the leagues to outline plans to finish the season, but the Premier League is still debating. This comes on the back of what we've just been talking about there, Ben, of, you know, what the clubs want to do in terms of venues and stuff like that. UEFA are willing to extend it to 25th. Last month, Alexander Šefrin, the president of European football's governing body, informed the clubs of a cut-off date, asking for that plan to be included a restart date and formats for completing the remaining games. However, there are growing concerns that the Premier League will miss that date, with their so-called project restart having seemingly not made any tangible breakthroughs after Monday's meetings. This is something that might rumble on for quite a bit longer. I know we kind of just said, you know, 1st of June isn't when football's coming back. You know, the 12th of June is a date that's kind of, you know, kind of been thrown out there, but, you know, nothing's definite, is it, Bennett? I think that's, you know, a lot of people got excited yesterday. I'm rightly so, you know, there's some hope there, football coming back. There's hope that Liverpool, you know, either way, like you've already mentioned, will get that title, you know, whether the games continue or whether they don't. But, you know, I'm keeping my feet on the ground. I'm not getting excited about the 12th of June because, again, it depends what happens. You know, if there's another spike, as you mentioned, we're back to square one again, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that's the thing we've got to keep an eye on. It's right now there's two things kind of running parallel alongside each other, and it's those two. It's the league and the clubs trying to decide amongst themselves exactly what's going on and exactly how they're going to proceed and agree to continue the season if they're allowed to do so. But as I say, running parallel alongside that, you've got the bigger picture, which is what is actually still happening in the country at the time that the football begins to pick up again. And if we're not in a position, or if we go backwards and we're not in a position where we can continue, then obviously you're right, you're going to be back to square one, and suddenly August is creeping up and the null and void will once again probably end up being part of the conversation, because people will assume that, well, we've got to start the new season in August. That's been the irritating thing for me. It's like, you know, time is a concept. You don't have to start in August. We just chose to start in August.
And the virus doesn't go away when the season ends.
The virus isn't going to go away by August. You know, we're being told today to cancel holidays, to forget about going on holiday. So it's just all so, you've got to take it week by week and see what's happening.
Before we get to some of your comments, I remember the point that I was trying to make that completely escaped my mind. So with the neutral venue stuff, I think it's better in the sense of you can control where the virus is and that. But the sense of a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about it was, you know, don't rush it back, and because, you know, the NHS was under such a strain, are you going to take away by going for all 20, you know, league clubs playing at home and away? Are you going to end up using more resources from the NHS in that sense? You know, is it safer just to have the 10 venues and you're using, you know, you're reducing the spread of it around the country rather than dragging, you know, ambulances and doctors and, you know, all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if you played it somewhere like I think St George's Park mentioned at one point, obviously, where they've got just loads of pitches.
There was listed 10, I think.
Yeah, and in theory then, you know, you're right, okay, then that's where the TV stuff comes in, because obviously if you're going to do this, then it is different to what they paid for. But, like, you could just play, like, four games a day on the same pitch and just have 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock games. Even if you know what I mean? Because if they're all living on that campus, all the squads, and they're being kept away like a pre-season tour, then there's no reason really why you can't just play games one after each other, or, you know, if you've got four pitches, and then you can get it, if it's in the interest of them trying to get it done as quickly as possible, that's a route that they could go down.
Yeah, and in that sense, it makes sense why the TV corporations want the money back, because you're playing four games a day. You're not going to get the same ratings as you are when it's the Super Sunday.
Having said that, if everybody's still at home, you know, and that's the only thing on the telly, you know what I mean? Like, if
you're going to watch four games of football.
Well, it depends who's on. I mean, imagine if it was Liverpool, City, Man United, Chelsea, Everton. You know, Arsenal, Tottenham. You know, it depends what games are on. And at this point, I don't know about you, but I would sit and watch four games of football in a row. There's nothing else to do. So,
for football at this point, I'd watch Everton. That's how bad things are.
Yes, that's how bad I've gotten.
Right, your comments on the football return. S100 says it was never an option, and these rivals whinged on about voiding for months. I don't understand this, Ben, because, like, we did a show last week, and it was we did it at AFC Liverpool, and we were talking to them, and we got loads of shit for the title because, like, null and void, the story of AFC Liverpool. And I was going, don't say null and void to me. Like, UEFA took null and void off the table about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
And you know, even the rival clubs, which the comment refers to, people going, oh, you know, null and void the season. Well, that's not an option anymore. If you null and void the season, then say, Man United don't qualify for Europe, Arsenal don't qualify for Europe, it's just Liverpool going to Europe. We all stopped arguing then.
Yeah, I know. And null and void, there's no difference in, there shouldn't be a difference really in people's mind. And again, it comes back to that self, you know, the motivation, you know, the self motivation for wanting to finish the season or not finish the season, depending on what club you are. But there's no difference between points per game and null and void. If you want to stop the season to save lives, then fine. But like, then it doesn't, there's no difference then. We play 75% of the season. So let's award places, let's do it on sporting merit rather than completely null and void in the season. If the season is null and void, so void being the word particularly that I'm like focusing on, what happens to our Super Cup? Do we have to play Chelsea again? Because do we have to give that back? What was it? Do we have to go to Qatar again to play the Club World Cup? Because it's void. You're saying the whole season is void. It doesn't count. So what happens to those trophies? It's, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense. So,
it's Ben. On neutral venues, Liam Lawrence says, I don't care where they play it. I don't care if they play out on the moon as long as they can let us watch it. Might be one of the safest places at the moon at this moment in time. Kay Brennan said, neutral venue, everyone is in the same boat. And that's something that I kind of agree with. You know, these clubs that don't want the neutral stuff, Ben, like, I understand them wanting it, but it's not like it's just them. You know, so easy. I think it was in like six clubs from the bottom half of the table initially was like last week. And as I know, I mentioned small margins before, but it's not like it's just Brighton that are playing in neutral venues. Like, they're all, as Colin says, in the same boat.
Yeah, no, that's spot on. And I think that's the thing. It's just the clubs are going to have to realise that if they genuinely do want to, you know, continue the season, which it sounds like all 20 clubs want to do in some capacity, then they're going to have to make some, they're going to have to acclimatise, they're going to have to, some people, and in the end, there's going to be some people feeling like they've been hard done by than others, but that happens over the course of a season anyway, with refereeing decisions, VAR, whatever. You're going to have to, if you want to play at this point, in this situation, you're going to have to make sacrifices, you're going to have to adapt to the situation, and that's just a reality that they're going to have to deal with at some stage.
So you're saying if they did better in the first place, they won't be moaning about it, that's what you're getting at?
Well, no. What I'm saying,
what I'm saying
is even Liverpool are going to have to adapt to the fact that they're going to be lifting a trophy in front of nobody. That's not ideal. That's not.
Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think you even bother? Like, you don't do. Would you do the trophy lift? Because who are you doing it for? Just, it feels a bit weird.
I don't know. If I was Jordan Henderson, I'd kind of want to still. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of still want to do it. Yeah. But maybe they just do it. Depends when fans are like back in it. I mean, it's mentioned that it's going to be a long, long time. Maybe they just do it the first game of whatever next season is, if fans are allowed back in by then. You know what I mean? And they just do it at the end of that game, and you know, or whatever. But it's still a long way off.
Maybe you should do it on a massive decisions. Zoom chat with a load of fans. So that would work.
That would be good. Yeah.
Be better, wouldn't it? Speaking of that, Mo Diblar, You Never Walk Alone, says, won't be able to go to a live Liverpool match for ages now. That's sad. Love watching the Reds. And it's not just the clubs and the players that have to adapt. I think we have to adapt as well. You know, we spoke about the TV companies and stuff before, not getting the same product. Well, essentially, we're not getting the same product. Like, well, we're not getting one of the products because we can't go to the game. Another product is therefore watch it through TV. Like, we're going to have to adapt to watching in empty stadiums as such, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to adapt to watching pretty much all the games at home as well, because we can't go to the pub either. So that's another thing that we're going to have to think about. You know, all the whole experience of what football is going to change for this period, because football isn't just obviously about the sport. People who follow football know this. It's about the socialising. It's about meeting your mates for a chippy before the game at Anfield. It's about going to the pub in town to watch the big game on the Saturday night and all that. And all that's going to change, because right now we can't see anybody. So you're reduced to watching the game at home with whoever's there. If you
no one, Ben, no one's here. No, it's just me.
Just you, exactly. So that's something that you're going to have to adapt to. The whole experience is going to change.
Yeah, no, it's going to be horrible and something we're all going to have to get used to. We're going to wrap it up there. We'll be back tomorrow with some more Redmen news. Thank you, Ben, for joining us. Good to have you back. Hopefully we'll get you some more stuff next week or so. Thank you to home for listening or watching. Don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to Redmen News for your daily dose of Liverpool news, rumours and the occasional bullshit as well. We'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.